So Google is up, Pfizer is down, and we're all still wondering where the markets are headed and if we're heading for a recession. Maybe this little bit of history will be instructive. 20 years ago today, the Dow Jones Industrial Average lost 22% of its value in a single day. October 19, 1987 became known as Black Monday, but as dramatic as it was, that crash did not lead to a recession, NPR's Jim Zaroli reports.
On Wall Street today, Black Monday is usually cited as proof of the stock market's resilience. As awful as that day was, stock prices soon crawled back and the Dow finished up for the year. There was no ensuing economic downturn. But that's not how people saw it at the time.
I do remember the latter part of the day when it got so bad, it got funny.
Veteran stock analyst Larry Wachtell was working for Prudential Securities at the time.
When people would come in and say, "What's happening?" And, "We're down 500 points," they would turn white.
In retrospect, there were warning signs the crash was coming. In the fall of 1987, the dollar was weak, interest rates were relatively high, and stocks had been falling for weeks. The Friday before, the Dow fell 100 points. So investors were primed to sell when the market opened that Monday. At one point, so many shares were being dumped that the New York Stock Exchange ticker fell behind, and TV newscasters couldn't say how much the market had fallen.
How bad is it? Here's our Dow trading chart so far for today. We're on our fifth, what is it, the fifth push down for the day. And we're at the near the lows at this hour, down about, well, he doesn't even say.
As it happened, the lagging ticker was one reason the market fell. After the crash, a lot of people tried to explain Black Monday, and they focused on a new kind of hedging strategy called portfolio insurance. It involved linking stock prices to the futures index. But since no one exactly knew where stocks were trading that day, the strategy went awry. Richard Silla teaches economic history at NYU.
It doesn't seem big today, but it was a 600 million share day in October 19, 1987. And it's estimated by some people that about half of that 600 million shares, 300 million shares, were people involved in these portfolio insurance strategies, and their computers were making the decisions for them.
In the years since then, Silla says, Wall Street has taken steps to prevent another Black Monday. The New York Stock Exchange bars computer-driven trading when prices fall too much. There are also lots of new sophisticated hedging products that supposedly protect investors in market downturns. Larry Wachtell believes the kind of information bottleneck that helped provoke the crash is less likely now.
There's more savvy on the street. There's more communication. I mean, you turn on CNBC, and immediately you get everything that's happening right then and there. So there's no miscommunication. Everybody's on the same page. So much has changed over 20 years that it's hard for me to believe that anything like that could happen again.
Black Monday's impact is being felt in other ways, too. NYU's Richard Silla notes that after the crash, the new Fed chairman, Alan Greenspan, poured lots of money into the banking system to stabilize the markets. And it's done the same thing in subsequent crises, like this summer's credit crunch.
In the short run, I think the central banks do jump in and provide liquidity now more reliably than they did in the past when a crisis comes up.
Many say that's been a mixed blessing. It's left investors more confident in the market as a safe place to invest. At the same time, the interventions since 1987 may have left many investors now convinced the Fed will rescue them in bad times, and that may have left them less cautious about making risky investments. Jim Zaroli, NPR News, New York.